It is tax season again, and the federal government is rolling out a new IRS-based investment account designed to help kids get a financial head start. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Sluchansky looks into whether the so-called Trump accounts make sense for area families.
As with many things, President Donald Trump has named these financial investments after himself, but Trump accounts are more officially known as 530A investment accounts. Trump suggested they would cause a generational shift during his State of the Union speech last week.
This is something that's so special and has taken off and gone through the roof.
The concept was proposed years before Trump was ever president by economists looking to reduce the racial wealth gap. The idea was to create a tax-deferred program with an initial public investment for a newborn child who would not be able to draw on it until adulthood. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker first tried to legislate it in 2018. And it became real with the passage of last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act. The federal government will provide $1,000 of seed money into accounts set up for children born between 2025 and 2028. Families can then invest up to $5,000 each year in tax-deferred contributions. However, Professor Olivia Mitchell, an expert on retirement and long-term saving systems at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School of Business, said the program is not likely to help reduce the wealth gap as intended.
These accounts will mostly benefit middle-income and upper-middle-income families since they are the ones most likely to have the available income to contribute. So in sum, I think Trump accounts are more likely to reinforce the savings behavior of families who are already positioned to save rather than create savings capacity for families living paycheck to paycheck.
Mitchell does recommend that eligible families should still open accounts to take advantage of the federal contribution, even if they can't afford to contribute extra each year. Carmen Russell-Sluchansky, WHYY News.